Over the holidays, many of us will have a piece of pumpkin pie. When you eat that dessert, you might give a brief tip of the cap to one Midwestern town, because there's a very good chance that pumpkin was grown here. The story on today's American Countryside, brought to you by Agriculture Liquid Fertilizers. Visit agroliquid.com.
Tis the season to give the gifts on every farmer's list. Visit shopfarmjournal.com, where every item is marked down with the lowest prices of the season. Find great gift ideas for under $20, like the popular I Farm Like a Girl shirt, the colorful 2016 Dairy Today calendar, American Countryside books, and more, each for under $20. And be sure to check out the best-selling So God Made a Farmer signed print, priced under $50. You heard it right, a beautiful signed print for under $50. And you'll receive a free gift with every order. It's a sale you won't want to miss. Before you finish your shopping, be sure to visit shopfarmjournal.com for the lowest prices of the season on books, DVDs, signed prints, apparel, and much more. Find it all at shopfarmjournal.com. That's shopfarmjournal.com.
If you have a pumpkin pie over the holiday, there's a good chance the pumpkin came from here.
85% of all the canned pumpkins consumed in the world are processed right here in Morton, Illinois. And over 90% of all the canned pumpkins that are purchased in this country are grown also in Morton, Illinois.
There is a Libby's processing plant in town that takes most of those canning pumpkins, but John Ackerman grows many, many varieties of the crop.
And it's interesting to try to separate the processing or canning pumpkins that we grow for Libby's versus the ornamental pumpkins that we grow on our farm as well. We grow over 160 different varieties of pumpkins, gourds, and squash. Some of those are old heirloom varieties grown for centuries all over the world. Many of them are great for eating, but most of them are really just bought by our customers for decorating.
Libby's has been instrumental in developing the type of pumpkin that works best for pies.
The truth is, they want a pumpkin that tastes good and isn't stringy. It's got a decent, dense flesh to it. A lot of our heirloom varieties from around the world are the same way, and we've tasted many of them. When they're cooked, they have a nice, dense, tasty flesh. The ornamental ones that they've developed to be pretty looking, they tend to be tasteless and stringy, and they're very edible, but not as palatable.
John doesn't save his own seed, as it can be a very time-consuming process to do so.
We stay on the internet, we get a hold of other farmers. It's just a fascinating thing to choose through. I believe there's somewhere between 600 and 700 varieties of pumpkins, gourds, and squash they've discovered across the world.
John produces commercial pumpkins and varieties that are sold straight to the consumer at his farm. More next time as we travel the countryside in Morton, Illinois. I'm Andrew McCray.